Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. Today is widely being billed as a day without sports by lots of semi-obnoxious publications. There's nothing wrong with a day without sports, but the assumption with this is that the only sports that exist are the four major professional sports in the United States: football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. It is true that today is the rare day in the calendar when none of those sports are active. But actually, that's true tomorrow as well. It's just that tomorrow a golf tournament starts, and I guess golf gets sort of an honorary admittance to the realm of big professional sports. Anyhow, today is not a day without sports. Definitely not. It starts with cycling in the Tour de France. It's the second day in the mountains, and the first day was a big one. Chris Froome, last year's Tour winner and a favorite this year, broke the rest of the pack and rode alone up the mountain at the end of the stage. He is now winning the race by more than a minute. Today's stage features a bunch of climbs, one of which is well over a mile high. And then the course descends down almost all the way to sea level, more than a mile, and then has a little bit of a climb again right before the end. So it should be a good one for some of the competitors to try to make up time against Chris Froome. Particularly offended by this whole day without professional sports thing is Major League Soccer, which has a game, Chicago versus Columbus, today at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on MLS Live. There are also two very intriguing Gold Cup men's soccer games. It's the last day of the group stage. There have been three groups. And like the Women's World Cup, some of the third place teams get in and some don't. The way it works out, Guatemala and Cuba, who play at 6 p.m. on Fox Sports 2, if either of them win that game, they will qualify and go through to the knockout stage. If they tie or lose, they will not. The team that is breathlessly waiting the results of that game is El Salvador, with 2 points after two ties in their group. If the result of the Guatemala versus Cuba game is a tie or a loss, then El Salvador gets through. If one team wins, El Salvador will not go through. The later game is between the Trinidad and Tobago surprise team of the tournament and Mexico. It may seem like that game is going to be uninteresting and unimportant because both of those teams are already assured of going through to the knockout stage, but that's not true. If Mexico can win, they will go through in first place. If there's a tie or if Mexico loses, Trinidad and Tobago will go through in first place. The benefit of being a first place team is you get a relatively weaker team to play in the first round of the knockout stage. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. You can find us on the web at DearSportsFan.com and send me questions to DearSportsFan@gmail.com. Thanks as always to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at JesseFisher.com. Have a great day.